The compromise plan moves more money into education, Medicare, and transportation projects, delays the implementation of new tolls in Hampton Roads, and authorizes the state to borrow an additional $300 million for the extension of the DC Metro Rail to Dulles Airport. Democratic Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax.
I am hopeful we'll be able to go quickly with the conference with the House. We're closer than we typically are. So I'm hopeful we can do it in a couple days, but of course it depends if they're going to respect what we're doing here now.
Republican Senator Walter Stosch of Henrico.
In the end, all of the conference, Democrats and Republicans, approved of these amendments. We did not add any new dollars. We simply reprogrammed what we had in our original amendment.
The bill is expected to pass the Senate when the General Assembly reconvenes on Monday. As part of the agreement, a floor amendment will be introduced that will mandate insurance companies to cover state-ordered ultrasounds for women seeking an abortion. $1.6 million a year will be allocated to cover the cost of providing these ultrasounds to uninsured women. Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico.
If you do five or more abortions in a facility, that's the operative word, facility, in a given month, you cannot access the $1.6 million fund. That is an accommodation to the Republicans who are steadfast against providing any monies to Planned Parenthood.
Once the budget clears the Senate, the negotiators from both chambers can begin their budget conference in earnest to iron out their differences. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.